You are listening to Joy 94.9 and we are on Sunday Arts Magazine. We have our next guest in the studio. Please welcome Elizabeth Walsh from the Regional Centre for Culture.
Oh, it sounds so impressive, doesn't it?
Welcome.
Now, Elizabeth, you were here, 2 months ago?
Yes. Myself and Joe Porter, my other producer.
Right.
So we came in and kind of talked about what the idea was. And
refresh people's memory if they weren't listening on the day.
Well, they missed out, but I will do my best. So the Regional Centre for Culture is an initiative that the state government's put in place for this year. This is the inaugural one.
The entire year.
The entire year. Yep. And they've selected the lands of the Jajarong traditional owners as the place to focus that on. And that encompasses the greater city of Bendigo, Hepburn Shire, Central Goldfields and Mount Alexander Shire. So the idea is the program has some things which are artists led initiatives and grant programs and two very large commissions which will be on later in the year in Bendigo, as well as some programs that Joe and I are rolling out around some major events, and we've got one of those coming up in May in Smeaton.
Right.
And also working with existing events to kind of raise profile and inject some cash into the region.
Now, why have they chosen you? Why are you part of this team pulling it together? What's your story?
Ah, my story.
We were just talking about this.
Well, Joe and I put in an expression of interest because they advertised it as a public process, and we'd worked together previously and had known each other from Circus Oz days, a couple of decades ago.
There you go. Well, so you were there part when it was down in North Melbourne?
Well, it was at the Ballet Centre over in Flemington.
Right.
So, and Joe was working with the company as well. And
What was your vision there, you know, in the early days of it? You know, did you have this feeling that Circus Oz would be, you know, touring the world all year round?
I think the idea for us was around a little bit of struggle to juggle, but it was very much about a political movement. So I'd been also working at the Fruit Flies in Albury for in the 80s, and that kind of idea of contemporary circus and was at its very beginnings then. And so who knew where it would go?
Yeah. If
it would still be going. Yeah. If there was energy and interest and engagement and indeed audiences that were open and raring to go. And and then Joe and I worked together at Sydney Festival as program managers when Anthony Steele was the artistic director. And then she headed off on a different path overseas with a whole range of things. And I stayed here and ended up in Tasmania at 10 Days on the Island. So I worked with Robin Archer setting that up in the early 2000s.
And what a genius she is.
She is. She's a absolute star in a medium price car. She's fantastic. And then I became artistic director after Robin for three festivals.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And is that festival still going?
Absolutely.
It is. Because I thought it might have been caught up with Dark.
No, it's still going. And in fact, Lindy Hume, who you might know, who was a previous director of Brisbane Festival,
yep,
and has been up in Brisbane working with the Queensland Opera Company. She's just taken on the role of AD for next year. And next year is, in fact, 20 years since it started. So,
oh, gosh.
10 editions.
Yep.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, fantastic. So what was it, because it's not easy, it's looking at something like Circus Oz that, you didn't know where it was going. It was very indie, as you said, quite political, sort of doing stuff that no one else was really doing in its day. You've been involved in events and organisations that, sometimes might not work, and all the money worries of getting things up and running.
There's no substitute for a good idea. So if you've got a good idea and you can really test out the feasibility of it and bring together the group of people who can deliver it, then that sort of drives its own momentum, in my experience, and it attracts people to it who are not necessarily like-minded, but who might share a similar kind of philosophy. So, of course, there's risks, but you need to be able to mitigate them, but also be able to articulate why this is a good idea.
Yep.
And the Regional Centre for Culture has been, you know, an example of that from a startup. You know, there wasn't anything before Joe and I started, and it's a great pleasure, and it's a real privilege to be involved in the really early beginnings of something.
Oh, absolutely.
So that you get to test that philosophy, yep, and your kind of ideas around how something might work. I think the regionality in running regional programs was quite an interesting process, particularly related to my experience in Tasmania, where it was a statewide international art festival that happened over a 10-day period with hundreds of events. So that we kind of, it was an interesting moment to go, oh, that actually there's some experience here that would I'd be able to bring to bear, and in partnership with Joe, together we've got a really interesting set of skills. So,
and it's wonderful that the government's getting involved with this initiative, and they really are. I really like what this government's doing, especially for the arts, and including regional is the thing, because everything is happening so much here in Melbourne, and it's becoming such a mecca now, isn't it, that we all talk about so much.
Well, I think regional's the new black, you know, that what's happening out there is very different to what's happening in the city in terms of quality of life and what people are asking themselves they want as qualities in their lives. And there's the most incredible array of really extraordinary artists and people who have made those choices to live in regional Australia, particularly in the area we're working. And it's very rich with not only visual artists but musicians and theatre makers and, you know,
And the galleries as well.
Absolutely.
The regional galleries are doing extremely well, aren't they?
Yep, and particularly if you have a look at what Bendigo's done with the gallery there and that whole kind of train ride up and the experience of View Street, where the town gets behind the idea. It's not just the gallery, that it's actually going, this is something that we can all engage with and promote and see as a very, very positive outcome. Like View Street at the moment is just covered in, you know, the designs from the show across the road, and there's, you know, themed menus and, you know, it's really smart. And I suppose it isn't about necessarily driving tourism, which is quite a lot of what people talk about. It's about understanding that there is a really distinct cultural voice that happens in regional Victoria. And it's not the same as being in the city. It's got a whole lot of other things to offer. And that's part of what the Regional Centre for Culture is really focusing on, is saying, have a look, you know, look out there. There's a whole lot of other things and a lot of really unique experiences. It's not Disneyland, you know. It is authentic culture with a small C. Next weekend we're doing some programs we're calling This Is, which are in farmers markets, and we did two earlier a month or so ago, one in Creswick and one in Talbot, and next weekend we're doing one in Glen Lyon at the Glen Lyon markets and in Daylesford. And the idea behind those is it's a bit like a radio show. We have, we have a MC, and next weekend that's Kavisha Masala, ARIA-winning musician. You may know Kavisha's work. She's like the MC, and so she interviews the people who are, you know, who grow the mushrooms and are the chicken men and, you know, actually the store holders. Yep, so you get to hear a bit about what they're doing and how they've arrived at their produce and what their passion is and why. You know, it's kind of interesting. I had a great conversation with a potato grower who thinks the farmers markets are the best thing since sliced bread, because he was selling his potatoes for like 15 cents a kilo, whereas specialist potatoes he can sell for $7 at the farm gate. You know, like it's a very... You know, it's niche, but it's also a different way of approaching what that economics looks like.
And you're like, you're right. It's like what we do here. You know, we ask your backstory. I want to know about the farmer that grows potatoes. You know, like I want to know about you know, somebody that makes, you know, like honey. You know, like the with the beehives and all that. I want to know the backstories and food these days. We're fascinated with food, and you know, like that's a great little idea.
Yeah, so we're doing the markety thing, and also part of that is some performance and some engagement with, you know, the public. A lot of stuff to do with hands-on with kids, so you can come along and make a kite. You can make potato sculptures. In fact, Bert, the potato farmer, is fantastic, and a big shout-out to Bert if he's listening this afternoon, because I love him, Bert from Trentham. Spudfest's coming up later in the year too, so there's another one to put in your calendar.
Right. Now, what have you done so far, and have they been successful, the things you were talking about with us the last time you were here?
Certainly the rollout of the initial program with the love letters to the heart of Bendigo, which was the Valentine's Day event that we all got very excited about. That was beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
So it worked.
Absolutely. And the letters were the actual letter part of that project, where we worked with a wonderful woman called Rose Vincent from Bendigo, and she worked into a whole range of very specific communities, you know, people living with dementia, non-English speaking background, the Judgerong community, different kind of slices of the community to actually compose the letters. So we've got over 400 letters.
And where are they now?
They're scanned in a computer. And a lot of them were used to create kind of rivers on the ground. So it was a really beautiful way of people talking about why they love where they live. Mm. We then did a beautiful event in Newstead at the swimming pool, which was a celebration of all things summer afternoon in the local swimming hole.
Yeah.
And the next one that's coming up in May is, as I mentioned, in Smeaton, which there's this extraordinary mill built in the 1860s, an old flour grain mill. And we've commissioned a kind of a collaboration between visual artists and musicians to create, if you like, a story around the mill, the site prior to European occupation, the site itself, and what happened at it, and a kind of...
Can you tell us, or do you want to keep it a secret, unless you want to tell you there?
I think you want to come and have a look at it. Okay. I think you want to come and see, because it's over three nights, so it's the 11th, 12th and 13th of May. There's some great accommodation around there, as you know. It's a short skip and a jump to Daylesford, or, you know, you can stay at the RACV. There's a local kind of motor in there.
The local pub.
The local pub's got... doesn't have rooms, but the Tukey Trout Farm does.
Of course it does.
Why wouldn't it?
And there's Creswick's just around the corner, so it's not even 10 minutes away.
Right.
So that's going to be evening events.
So what's it called again?
It's called Now You See It.
Right.
So the artists involved Castlemaine-based Video Architecture, which the lead artist there is Jim Code, and he works with paint and sand and actual material to create the visual medium. So it isn't like a white night where it's projected animation, electronic animation. It's actually hand... There's an element of hand production to it. He's been working with Arnie Marilyn Nicol, who's a weaver.
I love weavers.
One of the traditional owners on the land. So she's been working on visuals with Jim. Our storyteller, again, traditional owner, Rebecca Phillips. And James Henry, who's doing the composition and musical score. So it's been a process of about 6 months. We kind of got them together and started the process, and I saw some of the work during the week, and it's absolutely beautiful. So it's a one-off. If you miss it, it won't be back.
Yeah. And what's the dates again?
11th, 12th and 13th of May.
So it's only a month away.
Yes.
So you should book that weekend away now.
Absolutely, people. Get planning.
So how do you find out more about it?
We've, of course, got a website, Regional Centre for Culture, rcc2018.com.
Okay. Now, what else is coming up? Is there a blockbuster coming?
There's a few blockbusters coming up towards the end of the year, so October, November, and we've been working on creating sort of itineraries so people can actually navigate their way through it without having to go, what am I going to do if I want to get out for the weekend? And they're also loaded up on our website, so you can go, I can go to Daylesford and see this, I can pop up to Bendigo and see one of the commissions, which are going to be extraordinary. I can catch the, you know, Daylesford Open Studios, or, you know, there is, you won't believe the amount of work that's out there. And
a lot of planning, that's by the sounds of it.
Well, it's been collating a lot of it, because a lot of the it already goes on, but there's no there's no point at which it's easy to look at the whole place or the whole region in a way that is
so some of them are a yearly event that happen that
like
you're being
Spudfest or the the Bendigo Easter Festival that's just been on, and then some things are specific that are just happening for this year. But it's all on the website, and it's pretty exciting to be month four in.
Well, we want you back later in the year to hear what's going on again. So what's the website again? Because I was a bit confused. So if you just Google Regional Centre for Culture
2018,
you'll find it.
There's a little bit of confusion because the Royal Croquet Club is also 2018, is also out there.
Okay.
So they're the same. You could maybe get a bit confused in the search. Yeah. But
so Regional Centre for Culture 2018,
and you'll find the whole thing.
Elizabeth, a pleasure to have you in again, and thank you for coming in the day after your niece's wedding.
Thank you. I was a little untidy this morning.
You're listening to Joy 94.9.